This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 23rd, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, in his weekly press call with media today, Senator Charles Grassley expressing his thoughts on importing beef from Argentina.
I've expressed my view on not importing more Argentine beef as being wrong. And I think the extent to which the president is trying to stabilize things in Argentina in the same way we did in Mexico in the 1990s, using the same methods, and at the same time encouraging private lending to Argentina to reduce the impact of China in that country, I think is a worthy goal.
Also today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said that beef imports from Argentina under an annual import quota could rise by 4 to 5 times the current level. Rollins said President Trump is considering raising a tariff rate quota that currently allows 20,000 tons of beef from Argentina to enter at a reduced tariff rate each year. White House official declined to provide a timeline for the announcement or to answer questions on whether the administration is seeking agriculture trade concessions from Argentina in return. Rollins admitted there was frustration between the president and the beef industry. Senator Grassley acknowledged President Trump's comments had an impact on the cattle market.
I think the president would be better off if he'd keep his mouth shut on that issue, not tweet about it. And you aren't going to win it. But I think that he should concentrate on what he's doing to help the beef producers. And I think I've gone through some of this in my opening statement, but let me repeat, opening up more federal lands for grazing, helping set up smaller beef packing plants so that we get more competition to the big four that dominate 85% of the market of slaughter. And a couple other things that they announced, inspection fees and things of that nature that would get the cattle numbers up and help consumers and help the cattle industry.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX said the suggested import levels mentioned by the administration are virtually insignificant.
When President Trump offered to quadruple the quota of beef we accept at the lower tariff coming from Argentina, that takes it up to 80,000 metric tons per year. That sounds like a large number, and that got the beef industry all worked up. That's equivalent to 2 days production here in the United States. On the other hand, when they reacted to that, and let me say that the bigger problem would be if he removed the 50% tariff on Brazilian beef. That would have a much bigger impact on the beef supply.
Grassley said the USDA's plans to grow the beef industry show promise.
Opening up more federal lands for grazing, helping set up smaller beef packing plants so that we get more competition to the big four that dominate 85% of the market of slaughter. And a couple other things that they announced, inspection fees and things of that nature, that would get the cattle numbers up and help consumers and help the cattle industry.
On ideas of the government shutdown, Grassley said he had no idea when it would end.
It'll only end when Schumer decides that it will end. And when you've got Democrat leaders in the Congress saying that they know people are going to be hurt, but they need leverage, do they care about the people of this country or do they care about their political leverage?
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.